How much do you know about roosters?
Not a lot, to be honest.
Yeah. See, because I want to know, I was thinking before, at what age do the little rooster chook things do the cock-a-doodle-doo bit?
Oh, wow. No, I'd have to go to Google for that one.
Yeah. Can you do a cock-a-doodle-doo?
Cock-a-doodle-doo! Not really, no.
Yeah. Maybe that's, I mean, riveting radio, but that's what we could do maybe between now and 9 o'clock. People to give us their best cock-a-doodle-doo.
See who can do the best one. That's
exactly.
It. Definitely not me. All right. Yeah. I'm sure there's someone out there that can do a ripping one.
All right. Anyway. Triple F
feels good. Waking up has never felt so good. Moffy for breakfast. World Triple
M. Good morning, Triple M.
Good morning, Moffy. How are you going?
I'm very well. Who have I got there?
Evan.
All right. Now, Evan, can you do the cock-a-doodle do well?
I sure can.
Okay, well, come on. Show us what you can. What are you made of, Evan? Did they get?
Did you hear it?
I did. Do it again for us. At what point? I heard it the first and second time. I'm just a bit stunned, to be honest.
Right.
At what point did you realise that you could do that, Evan?
Oh, just practice, mate.
No television in your place?
No. Bob waking up the chickens on and off all my life and fun.
That is unbelievable, mate. Thank you so much for your call this morning.
Thanks, mate.
I'm stunned a little by that because I didn't think people would be able to do it. Adam's just sent one through on Facebook. You can do that as well if you want to. This is Adam. Let's have a listen. I haven't heard this yet, so let's listen. No. That's a person. We have very talented listeners. you can send yours through to us if you want. Triple M. The Coast Coast 106.3 Triple M. Robbo says, tap him on the head. Yeah, this is unbelievable. This is Adam. This is a real bloke doing that rooster noise. And Amanda, one of my friends who's listening obviously online at triplem.com.au, but she says, you moo like a cow, remember? You're right, I do. See, this is a cow mooing. All right. This is me doing it. You ready? I haven't done this for a while, so it might not work well. Right? Hey? I don't think that's too bad. It's all about how you hold your mouth and at what point you open it. Feels
good. Waking up has never felt so good. Moffy for breakfast. World Triple
M. Yeah, good morning. It's Moffy with you this morning. The Ray Hadley Morning Show back after 9 this morning. Look, really, this is becoming almost like the rural hour, isn't it? I mean, we got Evan, we got Adam with his rooster. Me with the moo, which can I say that Robbo actually says spot on mooey, or should I say Moffy? Tony's there now, mate. What did you rate the moo?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Like, yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, but you've done better.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, you're out of practice, mate.
Well, I haven't practiced for a while, and that's obviously what it is. You make sure your mouth's closed at the start, and then halfway through the oo, you open it up. So it's like, so the that's where you, yeah. There'll be people doing this all over the Coffs Coast now. Look, to keep with the theme, what have you just seen?
We're over at Bunnings buying a whole lot of painting gear, and there's a trailer load of goats over there. Well, actually, they're not goats. They were sheep. They're things called droplets.
hang on. So first they're goats.
Look like goats. They look like goats.
They're not goats, they're sheep.
They are really sheep, yeah, but they look like goats.
Right. Okay.
And their wool just drops off them. They're bred for their meat, not for their wool.
Very good. It's like the llama. You know, I often think alpacas would have to be one of the most versatile animals. I mean, what other animal can you, you know, use their fur and their wool?
Yep.
Eat them?
Yes.
And have them live among sheep?
Rabbits?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Okay. All right.